The start of the 439th session of Maryland's General Assembly yesterday ushered in a class of 60 new legislators. The 188-member body now includes a record number of women, and as WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, the youngest woman ever to serve in the state Senate.
The first day as a new legislator is a lot like the first day of college, says Senate Minority Leader J.B. Jennings from Baltimore County.
You just show up at the dorm in the house. They just met their roommate. You haven't been to class yet. You don't know who your professors are. You don't know who's in class with you. You don't know who you're going to hang out with, you know, at the student hall. You don't know any of it. That's what today is.
Republican Governor Larry Hogan welcomed lawmakers, both new and returning, with promises of bipartisanship and cooperation.
All of us want to start the session off in good faith, work together with all of you on both sides of the aisle to come up with real bipartisan common sense solutions.
Baltimore Senator Bill Ferguson said the new class of legislators means he can finally pass the baton as the youngest member of the Senate.
My very first week, the president assigned me the baby senator from Baltimore, and it has stuck for the last 8 years. So today, I have the esteemed honor of presenting to the youngest woman ever elected in the state of Maryland to the state Senate, the Maryland General Assembly's Baby Senator Award, handed over to Sarah Elfrith.
Ferguson, who's 35, presented Elfrith, who's 30, with a small trophy. But it wasn't everyone's first day. The chamber elected Mike Miller Senate President for the 33rd straight year, the longest-serving Senate president in the country. Miller promised a productive 90 days.
We're going to fight for education, health care, the environment, prescription drugs, insurance reform.
But all that work can wait for day two, he said, after everyone's gotten settled. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.